Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
This is a big day. This is an exciting day because for the first time since March of 2020, we've invited guests into the studio, and I can't think of a better guest to have in here, Randy Myers and Hale Walker. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
This is so weird to see you guys. It really is. And Randy dressed up for the occasion. He's wearing a tie. You look good.
First tie in over a year, Paul.
Nobody has to peek through the windows to communicate to you, Paul.
Yeah, that guy that keeps hanging around out there. It is a little weird. Well, no, I'm glad that you're here. Want to talk Blue Meets Green. Want to talk about the initiatives that you've set forth for the coming year. Let's just start talking a little bit about what this year's been like and your level of optimism moving forward for summer of 2021.
Yeah, it's been real interesting, Paul. I think if there's any positive out of this crisis, we saw it in early 2020, which is people started to reach out to say, I want to do something to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so while the world was going through this horrible crisis, and we still are, our donors and our friends said, what can we do to be engaged? So honestly, since probably March of last year, we've never been busier trying to help people do great things. Because we are going to come out of this. Our donors and you and I and Hale, we live here. That's not going to change. We have been super busy because people want to get involved and do something. It's the busiest year we ever had, Paul.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And some of the feedback that we get from Blue Meets Green, Paul, is not necessarily to pat ourselves on the back, but from outside, we hear it's that collaboration. Mm-hmm. One of the things in the government structure in the state of Michigan is that townships and cities have an enormous amount of power and authority. If you go to the East Coast, it's really the counties that make all the decisions. Well, with Blue Meets Green, we've really taken that attitude of everything we look at. Let's look through the lens of what's good for the county. And that's really what has led to our success, I think, is that the egos are set aside. And whether that be a city manager, whether that be the health industry that's being represented, whether that is private business, city government, township, county government, everybody is looking at what's best for this county.
Well, I think that's what's interesting about Blue Meets Green, which is, 10, 11 years on. And it's a lot of different voices from the community at that table, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think regions that have not had this model of collaboration coming into COVID are going to struggle coming out. Because now more than ever, if you don't have partners and allies, and it doesn't mean we always agree. Right, I think that's a false perception. Oh, you have to agree on everything. No, but we're going to get together. We did yesterday, and we're going to discuss what's going on in this region. So it's been 10 or 11 years. Heck, I remember the very first thing we talked about was the closed Edison Inn. Right? Yeah. We got together. We convened. We and others convened a group of people. Said, what are we going to do to take control of our destiny? This was coming out of the Great Recession of 08, right? Mm-hmm. Another huge crisis in America. Right. So it's that spirit that we're going to talk, we're going to communicate, we're going to try and share goals and objectives. When things pop up, like in Marine City that are bubbling up, we're going to rally around those if it's appropriate for our organization. So I think it's made us stronger now coming out of this and getting ready to rebound.
Yeah. And Marine City tops the list of things that Blue Meets Green wants to address in the coming year. Tell us a little bit about the Marina project, because this sounds really exciting.
It really is exciting. And here's a perfect example of something that affects the entire county, Paul, is that right now everybody from Fort Gratiot to all over this county goes to Marine City to be able to buy some candy, to be able to go to the fish market. I mean, we know what's going on there, the theaters, the hotel. It's an exciting place to go. But if you were to get in your boat in Port Huron or St. Clair and go down to Marine City, there's no place to put your boat because that entire Bell River is private property right now. My brother Mark and I actually rent a slip for the season so that friends and family can go down there and take their boat. Well, the city has gotten together with the support of the county. When Jeff Bohm went to the county to be able to get the county to buy into this project, the fact that Blue Meets Green set it as the number one priority was very influential. When Randy and the Grants Committee for the Community Foundation discussed this project, one of the factors that led to their decision to put money behind this was the fact that Blue Meets Green, representing this entire county, really got behind it. And so what's happening in Marine City is there's between 600 and 1,000 linear feet of docking area that's going to be for transient boaters, for them to be able to have fuel and be able to have shore power, to be able to not only go to dinner, but maybe stay a couple of days, enjoy the weekend, that type of thing there. There's probably going to be between 20 and 25 slips when the project is done. So it really is an exciting project.
It is. And it's a complicated project, too, though. I mean, it's not something that you can just kind of, you know, wave your magic wand or write a check and make it done, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are multiple partners, as any complicated project. Mm-hmm. There's Six Rivers. There's actually a community economic development group down in Marine City led by Laura Scassia, with the city, with the county. So there's multiple parts in it. We came along at the tail end, the Community Foundation. But as a boater and a resident around here, you know, we all talk about how valuable the water is and how important boating is. Well, when there's a chance to add a marina anywhere in the Great Lakes, you jump on it, right? That is not something that occurs all the time. In the 20 years I've been here, I've seen zero new marina spaces added. So this is a huge deal, and it is good for the region. But it takes a lot of moving parts,
yeah,
right, and a vision.
The number two area of concentration for Blue Meets Green, a countywide broadband strategic plan. This is huge and much needed, isn't it?
All across America. I mean, COVID really proved that there are the haves and the have-nots. Yeah. And those people that work remotely, kids learning at home, teachers doing lessons at home. If you're out in the rural parts of St. Clair County, you're at a disadvantage. And that's a story we hear around the state and around the country. In Michigan, the Council of Michigan Foundation is getting involved with this issue. I think big philanthropy is going to come to the table. This is not something government's going to solve on their own.
Yeah. And it's not even a poverty issue. There are people that have plenty of money and would love to buy more broadband. It's just the infrastructure is not there.
Yeah, it's the infrastructure. So it's good to see that kind of thing on our radar at Blue Meets Green, because truly this will take a lot of partners and a lot of stakeholders.
And, Paul, how many times have I heard you talk about going online to be able to listen to WPHM and get some of this? Well, there are people that are listening to that message from you but simply can't do it based on where they are, whether they're driving around or they live in a particular community that is not well served.
Expanded training and workforce training, this is much needed, isn't it?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, 24/7, you've got that huge plant going in the southern part of the county. It's not a new thing. I think what this will do is lead to a more coordinated effort to deploy resources to tap into that potential. And I think also, Paul, there's a not-so-subtle shift away from stressing college degrees, to be honest with you, right? College degrees are great for some people. And if you want a college degree, you should be able to get one. But they're not for everyone. And they're not the best choice for everyone, right? Great training, great skilled trades, those need to be on our radar.
Sure. And those skilled trades can, in some instances, pay more dividends than does college for some people.
With no student debt.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not graduating with $200,000 student debt. You're graduating making $100,000 a year.
And so the thing that typically has been missing in that type of thing is somebody comes out with experience, but they really don't have that certification. Yeah. So here, one of the things you'd like to add is having them walk away with something. And the certification is going to be helpful.
This is going to include education, but also industry, too, and making sure that we're meeting the needs of those plants that all want to locate here.
Yeah, I mean, look no further than what Chris Wallbank has done at Wallbank Springs, a robotics practice field. He knows, he's partnered with Port Huron Schools, you've got to start growing talent in middle school, whether that's technical talent, engineering talent, management talent, you got to start young. And that's an example of industry working with schools.
Yeah. We're talking with Brandy Myers and Hale Walker about the Blue Meets Green, phase six priorities moving forward. Another thing on the list, COVID-19 vaccine planning. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Randy said that in Blue Meets Green, we don't always agree. Here is one of the topics that had a lot of conversation about it, Paul, because the question was, where do we as Blue Meets Green really focused on economic development? How are we either prepared or qualified to be able to weigh in on a net mercantile program with health and COVID-19? And with the help of people like Don Fletcher, we put together a subcommittee on this. Because earlier today, you had a conversation with Annette. There are people within the county that just are no longer listening. They've either sitting on the wall, or they've made a decision they're not going to be vaccinated. So maybe there's different ways. Maybe we've got to communicate through the businesses. Maybe we've got to have conversations with our employees. Maybe we have to do it through the churches. Maybe we have to do it with other influence centers. And that's really where Blue Meets Green is coming in on this conversation.
Yeah. The other area is increasing child care options here in St. Clair County. Child care has become a huge need, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that's one, unfortunately, Paul, where, again, it's a case of the haves and the have-nots, right? So if you're a double parent income household and you can afford to pay the cost of childcare, you'll pay whatever it takes. If you're a single mom or a single dad, it's a different story. And it means the difference between keeping your job at a local manufacturing company or keeping your job somewhere else when your child's sick and you have no one to call on. This was on our radar prior to COVID. I would expect you to see us taking a role in some kind of investment or grant program. We've got to do something around the daycare issue.
Yeah.
And this is a lot like world hunger. There's many elements to this, and I don't want to mislead anybody by saying that Blue Meets Green has the solution. We're simply taking one part, Paul, and that is using the model from Washtenaw Community College early childhood education and putting together a certification program. So if we have a young person that is interested in the child care as a profession, they can get a free education, get certified in that, to be able to have that transfer to any employer. There are still huge issues when we come to that, whether that is pay, and then, you know, through COVID, unfortunately, we lost some daycare facilities. So it's a big issue.
So these are the priorities for Blue Meets Green moving forward, the next phase of Blue Meets Green. How do you make all this stuff happen?
Well, the thing is, you have to remember, Blue Meets Green is an informal coalition of multiple entities. We have to find overlap, areas of interest, right? Areas of shared natural interest where groups can partner and work together. But you also have to be very patient. Look at the St. Clair Inn, look at the Marine City Hotel, look at the waterfront property at DTE in Marysville. The Art Van Project was now finally coming to life. These things take years. Early on, we tackled the low-hanging fruit, right? The old jail on the waterfront. The old YMCA property that Alan Stevens started to develop. These things take years, so we have to be patient. But most importantly, I think, and I think Jeff Boehm and all of us would agree, we have to be on the same page. So when Senator Peter calls and he says, what's the most important thing? Or the MEDC calls or visits and says, what's the most important thing? Hale isn't telling him one story while Randy's telling him a different story. And then Dan Casey says something else. We all agree. Here are the top five things. Like them or not, these are the things we're going to work on.
Makes sense.
And those that have the passion for those five interests need to know that we have their back.
Yep.
And just that emotional has really led to successes going forward.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see these things come to fruition. We'll be following up from time to time. And so glad to have you guys in the studio this
morning.
Thanks
for having us, Paul.
Thanks
Great
for being,
to see you.
Thanks appreciate for being here. It. Really appreciate it. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.